Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of this toasty weekend with us on KSEJ Radio. Folks, it's going to be a warm one. They're projecting heat indices over 100 degrees today. So please stay hydrated. And if you don't need to be out in the sun in labor-intensive work, please don't. If you must be out, be careful. Wear a hat, get some sunscreen. Make sure that you're properly hydrated and keep an eye on your neighbors, especially our elderly neighbors. This heat can be life-threatening at times, and we want to be very, very careful. That said, on behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we want to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. And I'm very pleased this morning to be joined by a first-time guest who is making a very significant capital investment in our Siouxland community, Mr. Gary Malenke. With Purdue is the Senior Vice President of Pork Operations. And for those of you who are wondering, Purdue is spelled differently than the university. Isn't that correct, Gary?
That is correct, Chris.
Tell us how you spell your company's names.
P-E-R-D-U-E.
So it's a little bit different than the college in West Lafayette, Indiana. But you're making a major investment in our community. We're very pleased to have you in studio today. And very grateful for the capital you're investing, the confidence that you have in our community, the jobs that you're going to be creating. And over the course of the program, we're going to talk about that extensively. We're also going to talk about some of the philanthropic efforts of Purdue in the Siouxland community. There's been a lot of flooding in our Siouxland community over the last month, and you've been instrumental in that. And even beyond that, you're involved in several other things. But before we get to all that, each Saturday morning, we like to introduce our guest to our radio listening audience. And so if you'd be so kind, tell us about where you grew up.
So I grew up in a small town in northwest Iowa, near Newkirk, Iowa, which if everybody was home, there maybe was 50 people in town. And grew up on a little acreage up there. Went to public school up at a place called Floyd Valley, which now has been merged with one of the other local public schools. And from there, I went to college at NITC.
We don't let anybody skip over grade school and high school that quickly. That's one of the rules on Grow Siouxland. So you grew up in Newkirk. What's the closest other town that people might have some familiarity with?
Yeah, so my high school was in Alton, which close to Orange City.
Okay.
My grade school was in Hospers, which was...
So right off of Highway 60.
Right off Highway 60.
Right there in northwest Iowa. And what kind of activities were you involved in, Gary, as a high school student? Were you an athlete? Were you in theater, drama? Or like a lot of kids from small communities, hey, Chris, we did everything.
You know... And I was kind of that because I think I had 11 boys in my high school. And when it came to football, basketball, we needed everybody.
Sure.
And, you know, I know you can't see me on radio, but I'm not a real big guy, but I was a lineman.
Yeah, but you got some height to you.
I do.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
Okay.
I'm 6 foot. So so I played some football, played some basketball, played some golf. In fact, I learned how to play golf when I was in high school. And yeah, you kind of get influenced by your buddies, right? And you kind of get drawn into to things that way. And
well, and that's exactly right. When you're from a small community, and for a lot of us that went to small colleges, it's very similar. You're involved in a lot of different things.
Yeah, certainly.
Were you a decent athlete?
I would say just average. I wasn't the star, but I didn't keep the bench warm all the time.
You could hold your own.
I could.
And after high school, you made a decision to further your education.
I did. I went to Sheldon to technical college. I took an agribusiness course there, which lasted about 2 years. Went through agronomy class, agribusiness, sales marketing, that kind of thing. Was great. I had a great experience there. Really, really, really good.
And 2 years, an associate's degree. What came next?
So then I went to the working world after that. I spent some time in the feed business. So I was selling livestock feed and also in the seed business, so selling seed corn, seed beans.
Did you stay in northwest Iowa to do that?
I did. I was in Hospers,
okay.
Actually working at a place called Joe's Feed Service.
Okay. And that was your first job after earning your two-year degree. How long were you there, and what came next?
So I was there for about 2 years, and interestingly enough, there was a hog buying station right across the street, and I kind of got intrigued with, gee, what went on at that hog buying station? and it was actually owned by a company up in Worthington. And I called up there and said, hey, do you know, are there any jobs? And I said, no, I ain't got any jobs. Well, my father worked at Supreme in Sioux Center.
Another port company.
Well, which is actually the same plant that I'm at today.
Okay.
And at that time I said, hey, you know, maybe they have some openings. Well, they didn't have any openings, but they knew a guy at IBP. So I got a job in procurement as a trainee at IBP and moved to Storm Lake.
Okay. And somewhere along the line, you decided that it was time to get married and have a family. When did that enter the equation?
That happened in 1986 on July 12th, so yesterday.
Wow, that's awesome. So a couple of days ago, and happy anniversary. And yeah, just yesterday, what number anniversary?
38.
38. Congratulations. And thank a shout you. Out, how about to your wife and your family?
Yeah, thank you, Laura, for 38 great years together. And hopefully we got a lot more.
And that's wonderful. And I hope you remembered roses yesterday and to take her to dinner and all those kinds of things.
Oh, yes, definitely. Had a great evening.
So, and tell us about your children.
Yeah, so I have four children. My oldest son is Neil, and he married a gal by the name of Taylor. She's a Wyoming gal. They live in Orange City. And my son Neil actually works at Purdue at the Sioux Center facility with me. He has three kids, so three of my
grandchildren.
Three
sure.
of my grandchildren. I also have another son in Omaha, Nebraska. He's married to a local gal. Her name is Haley, and he's actually in the golf business. So he's down at Quarry Oaks, one of the golf pros down there. My third son, Skyler, he's up in Minneapolis. He works at a place called Skywater Industries, a computer chip company. He's got a wonderful girlfriend named Amy. And my daughter, who's my last one, she is married to son-in-law Isaac, and they live in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well, a shout-out to the Malanke family. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 on your FM dial. Our guest today is Mr. Gary Malanke, as I said a moment ago. He is the Senior Vice President of Pork Operations for Purdue. And Gary, I know that that has you in Sioux Center, Iowa, but also with an expanding facility, a new facility to your company and expanding here in the Siouxland Metro. Before we get there, tell us about what job you had that transitioned and brought you to Purdue or to Supreme.
Yeah, so after I left IBP, I had actually gotten a call from Supreme and said, hey, we've got a job opening. That was probably a year later. And I told him no. I said I really liked what was going on at IBP, had a great experience. About a month later, they called me again, and then my wife, Laura, and I said, you know, we could end up in about six different states with IBP, or we could end up really close to home with Supreme. So I said yes.
And what were they looking for at that time? Were they looking for you in sales?
They're looking for somebody in hog procurement, so actually out purchasing pigs from yep. local pig producers. So I did that for about 5 years, and my next subsequent 5 years, I actually ran the department. So I was a fairly young leader at that time, and it was challenging. And, you know, I'm in my 20s, and I've got people old as my father that are reporting to me, and I don't even know what, and I didn't really know what I was even doing. But from there, I had several roles at Supreme, from sales, got involved in operations, and then, through attrition of my bosses moving on, had some opportunities to move up in the organization, and I actually became the president of Supreme back in 2002. And then from there, we sold the facility to Purdue back in 2015.
But you stayed with the organization after the acquisition. And were you named Senior Vice President of Pork Operations at that time?
Correct. Yes, I was.
And been working in that capacity with Purdue ever since?
Yes, so it'll be 9 years.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host. And on behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we want to thank you for spending part of your day listening to Grow Siouxland. At the bottom of the hour, Ask Earl May will follow. And I'm sure they're going to have great advice today about the importance of keeping your plants and your lawns hydrated. We're in that season of summer. We're going to be back with Gary Malanke, who serves as the Senior Vice President of Pork Operations with Purdue, after a short commercial break. Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you today from the Siouxland Chamber Radio Studio, located on the lower level of our offices at 101 Pier Street. And as we're fond of saying, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce is home to Community Development 101, Economic Development 101, Community Enhancement 101. So if there's anything that we might be able to help you or your business with, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-255-7903. And if you were with us during the first half of the program, that you know that our guest today is Gary Malenke. Gary is originally from Newkirk, Iowa, a small community in the northwest corner of the state of Iowa. And after completing his education, quickly transitioned into the agriculture industry and has spent most of his career in that role. Today, he serves, as I said, as the Senior Vice President of Pork Operations for Perdue, and that's P-E-R-D-U-E, not to be confused with the spelling of the university in West Lafayette, Indiana. But Gary, you've been in the Sioux Center area for a long time. Your company acquired Supreme a number of years ago, and recently your company made an acquisition in Sioux City. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Chris, about 2 years ago, we bought a facility located right down by the airport and really just saw our business just continuing to grow, especially in what we call the further processing of our products and really what we call case ready. So it's really growing into an area where we're providing product that retailers can literally open up the box and put on the shelf.
You're investing in a pre-existing facility, and we'll talk about the capital investment momentarily, but your organization, you and your senior leadership, had already identified Sioux City for an expansion prior to this building coming available. So you were well into a greenfield site plan before you acquired the building you're in today.
Yeah, that's correct. That's exactly right. And we have a known workforce here in Sioux City because we've got a facility that we lease, and we just really valued the people that we had there. I mean, we could have potentially brought that facility anywhere, but at the end of the day, just saw a lot of value and a lot of really good people, a lot of really good work ethic in this area, and just didn't want to give that up.
Well, Gary, we certainly appreciate the decision to invest in our Siouxland community. Tell us a little bit, to the extent that you're able to do so without breaching any confidentiality, to talk about the capital investment that you're making in that facility down by the Sioux Gateway Airport.
Yeah, so our capital investment is going to be north of $50 million. That's going to be made up of a lot of renovation work. We went into that facility and, you know, to kind of put it in layman's terms, we kind of went in and gutted the house, if you will, and took it down to the walls. We did a lot of work electrically, refrigeration-wise, floors, walls, lighting, et cetera. And, at the end of the day, it's going to be a state-of-the-art facility that is going to be a showpiece.
Well, clearly the facility needed an enormous capital investment, but the bones were good.
Yes. I mean, in fact, the bones are really good there because a lot of the concrete walls around there are 16 or 18 inches thick. So if you don't see very many windows, you understand why.
Well, and I think many people might be surprised to learn that was a Cold War era bomb shelter. It was constructed for that kind of a purpose. It was a military installation back in the day, subsequently converted to food processing, and you're going to keep it in that food processing arena. The capital investment north of $50 million, how's that progressing, and when do you look to open and begin to utilize that facility for its intended purpose?
Yeah, so we've got a soft start scheduled for this fall, where we'll start to bring in some product and kind of start expanding into that case-ready operation that I was explaining earlier. And then after the first of the year, we'll kind of bring in a larger portion of our business into that facility. So I would say kind of by the middle of next year, we should have it fully deployed and fully operational.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest today is Gary Malenke. Gary serves as the Senior Vice President of Pork Operations for Purdue. He has an office in Sioux Center with Purdue Farms. He also comes down to Sioux City a couple of times a week to keep an eye on their massive capital investment in their facility just outside the front door of the 185th Air Refueling Wing near the Sioux Gateway Airport. And Gary, as you have a soft opening projected for the fall, do you have an idea of how many people you're going to need, what kind of people you're looking for, and when you will be fully staffed, and what fully staffed might look like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we currently have a lease facility today, Chris, that's got about 150 associates in it. We'll be looking to add an additional 100 kind of immediately. And then we've got growth plans that are fairly significant over the next 5 years that'll take us, you know, well beyond that.
And what kind of products? I know case ready, but for those who are wondering, do these products end up domestically, internationally, both?
Yeah, it's a great question. So our business model has been focused on really what we call the niche markets. And niche markets really involve antibiotic-free, maybe a breed-specific, maybe some, you know, different welfare standards. And we've got a set of customers that really are across the United States that have appreciated those kind of attributes. You know, some of them that might be familiar to some of our listeners today might be a place like Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. Those are the kind of retailers that are buying our products.
And Gary, I know that as you invest in this facility in Siouxland, your organization is also making a pretty bold step forward in having a presence in Siouxland. And I think it may begin with your response to the flooding and helping people who have been so adversely impacted.
Yeah, face it, the floods have been just heartbreaking. We've had about 22 of our associates that were kind of impacted in a material way. Purdue really stepped up through the Red Cross, made a $50,000 donation to the Red Cross. They've got another matching funds going on to potentially get another $10,000. So it's just super important. And you know, I've been working with Purdue now for 9 years. And I've never seen a company that really cares for people like they do. They really want to take care of their people.
Well, and that's great to see. And I know that that philanthropy extends beyond emergencies because well before the flooding impacted our area, your organization made a commitment to sponsor the Sanford Center's annual golf outing.
You know, and that's probably something maybe that's a little more under the radar, of course, than making $50,000 donations to the Red Cross. But you know, we've been involved in things like the Sanford Center, Little League things, soccer programs, really, and we're really looking to just extend that and even kind of up our game. You know, we made a 80,000-pound donation to the Food Bank of Siouxland back on leap year. That was part of a broader initiative that Purdue had put out, which was 3.3 million pounds of product donated in one day.
You know, I know that you were also generous with the Helan auction last spring. One of your colleagues, Mark Hickman, standout athlete at Helan back in the day. I don't know if you knew that about Mark, but I knew Mark a couple years older than me as a starting quarterback at Helan, a starting point guard at Helan. May have been a baseball player. I'm not positive about that, but quite an athlete, and he very generously stepped up for his alma mater. But back to the golf outing, the Sanford Center does so much important work in our community, and I want to recognize and give credit to Fitzgerald Grant. Fitz has done a great job. His gang prevention programming has made a profound difference in our Siouxland community. And he serves on the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. So I'm grateful to Purdue for hooking him up and making a difference. And Gary, in the 2.5 minutes that we have left together this Saturday morning, if you'd be so kind, tell us about the vision that Purdue has for this facility long term.
Yeah, it's really to just expand upon that niche market. I mean, we're really tuned into kind of trends in the meat industry, trends that customers are focusing on. You know, sometimes we shake things up just a little bit, do things a little different than the rest of the industry. You know, Purdue is probably the number one chicken company in antibiotic-free chicken. So it's a little bit bold, but we just really want to stay on trend. We see this facility as being just a key attribute for us to continue to do that.
You mentioned antibiotic-free chicken. You mentioned pork. Are there other meats that you're involved with as well?
We do have a small beef division. Even though the facility here will be largely pork, but there will be also some beef operations going through it as well.
And will people see your products in grocery stores? And if so, will they see them under the Purdue label? I know that there are a couple of other, Coleman Foods is a division. Yep. Are there many divisions of this company?
Yeah, so Coleman and Nyman Ranch would be our two kind of primary pork brands. And, you know, they both focus on, you know, supporting kind of small to mid-sized farmers, supporting niche and alternative type production systems. So there's a lot of connection between the customers, the facility, and ultimately the farmers.
So there is a focus on the producers, and they're your partners in this, clearly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We don't look at the producer as a transactional individual. We look at him as a partner to support the brands that we sell.
Well, Gary, that's a great philosophy. We appreciate your time this morning. We're grateful for the capital investment that you're making in our Siouxland community. We wish you continued success, and we hope that you'll call the chamber for a ribbon cutting when you get ready to go with that soft opening.
We certainly will, Chris, and thanks for giving me the time.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today on our program is Mr. Gary Malenke. Gary serves as the Senior Vice President of Pork Operations with offices in Sioux Center, but a soon-to-open facility in Sioux City just near and outside the Sioux Gateway Airport and the 185th Air Refueling Wing. Folks, we appreciate you listening. It's going to be a warm one. Be careful, stay hydrated, stay safe, and we'll be back next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.